Shmem Dalid, Sif Aleph, Shachris, Acher, Chazaris, Hatzila, Notlan, Halulav, Barchan, Alam, Tzilas, Lulav. In the morning, after Chazaris Hashatz, you take the Lulav, and you make the Barach of Anu, Tzilas, Lulav, Vishachianu, the Gomer Mahalal, and we say a full Halo. V'chein Kol Shmonis Me'achag, we do this all 8 days of Sukkot, and Mubarchan, Ligmar, Sahalo. The Machaber says to say the Barach of Ligmar, Sahalo, but as the Mishnah Berurah points out, we say Likro. Bain tzibur bain biyachid. So you make the bracha no matter what. So it's interesting to note that Machaber says that you should make the bracha after Chazaras Hashatz. But some people have the minhag of, based on Zrizim Akim Elementos, they when they wake up in the morning, they go into the sukkah and they make the bracha on the lulav and they do the shaking of the lulav in the sukkah before going to davening. So it's machlokes what the appropriate thing to do is. Some say it's based on the Arizal who says that you should do it beforehand, but there are a lot of opinions that say to do it beforehand, so you should follow whatever the minhag of your family is, and you're fine either way. If you're in shul, and so the Dirshu brings says if you're in a place where the tzibur makes the bracha in shul right before Hallel, so the Seder Hayom says that you shouldn't separate from the tzibur, and if everyone else is doing it, then you should do it then too, and you shouldn't do it before. So if you know you live in a place that everyone's going to be doing it, so then you shouldn't do it beforehand, but the Bikur Yaakov says that the best thing is to do that when you get home after davening, you should do it again in the sukkah so you can fulfill both doing it with everyone else in shul and shaking the lulav in the sukkah.
Or you go out right before Hallel and stay in the sukkah like a lot of people out of shul, everyone shul. Goes.
You. all right. So you're supposed to make a shachianu on the lulav. If you didn't make it the first day, because you don't have a lulav or something, you can make it the second day instead. Obviously, the first time you said is when you would do it. We say Hallel all 8 days, a full Hallel all 8 days of Sukkot, as opposed to Pesach, where you don't say the full Hallel, Mishmer says, because on Sukkot, each day is considered a yantif unto itself because of the separate karbanos, as opposed to Pesach, where they have the same karbanos every day of Chol HaMoed. Ve'ein mafsikim bo, el kederech shomer b'kriya shema, ve'emtza shol b'nei yir, mishim b'nei hakavod, being a prakam shol b'nei hakavod, mishim shalom l'chol adam. So the same times that you're able to stop in the middle of Kriya Shema to talk to someone, you'd be able to do so in Hallel also. And since we generally say nowadays that you can't really stop during Kriya Shema because we don't have him b'nei yir, b'nei hakavod anymore, so to Hallel we would say the same thing. You shouldn't stop during Hallel. The impasak beemsa b'shaaf. You look at the ligmaris kulo. Eino tzarech lachs or el makam shapasak. You don't need to go back if you stop in the middle, and you even if you stop for a very long time, you don't need to go back to the beginning. You just go back to where you stopped from. So if beis b'hala filo tzarech korin keechad comes to halal, you could have 10 people who say it at the same time, and that will be okay.